This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in the can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, back at it. Hour two of the Robert Scott Bell Show, and health freedom is always on tap here, and I've got a very special guest. In fact, a couple of guests this hour coming up from my great friends at Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org. We talk health, freedom, and healing liberty all the time here, and this is a group, this school and the people in it that really appreciate health freedom, really fight for it, really support it in all ways. And one of the instructors that I've known for many years, she just recently got a special award I'm going to ask her about from the American Naturopathic Medical Association as well, which is totally cool. She's an awesome teacher. She's super funny. No pressure there. But she's back. She's on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It's Judy Masters.
Hello. Yay. Do I hear the screaming?
I don't hear
the screaming. Did you silence the crowds?
No, that was super done in post. No, he's good.
All right. I'll take that.
So, Judy, welcome back, my friend. And I noticed that you did get honored with some kind. Was it a lifetime achievement? What did they give you over there at ANMA?
The ANMA offers an award. It is just a special recognition for your contributions to natural health, naturopathic practice over the years, and I received that in August, and it was lovely and fun, and I appreciated it very much.
Yeah, and I'm sure you didn't make anybody laugh with your acceptance speech.
No, there was no actual acceptance speech. What happened is the entire area, mm-hmm. the dining room, the ballroom facility where the awards program took place, it was populated with a lot of Trinity people,
mm-hmm.
current students, graduates, staff, instructors. So Julie Hayhurst Combs, who is the director of the ANMA, they award this called the Higher Achievement Award. And she knew that the demographics of the room would indicate that there might be a bit of a resounding response.
Oh.
So she got the award ready, and she said, I know who's coming up next. And then she plugged her ears, which was funny. So
okay.
That was the humor in it. But we did not do acceptance speeches. We we took our plaques, and we thanked everybody and waved and moved off the stage.
No worries. Well, good. Then I didn't miss it, because I always love and enjoy hearing you, and you're a hoot. And I hope everybody listening to this program eventually taps into Trinity School. We'll talk to Tracy Stroop about that in a little while. But you submitted a great question of the day this week about the attack, apparent renewed attack by FDA on homeopathic medicine. And I know you've got your finger on the pulse of a lot of new people that are entering into the natural health realm and health coaching realm. And I want to talk about that because, you know, there are a lot of folks that sit and listen or are actively listening to the show, some of which may want to go into this arena but might be too scared. And I don't want to gloss over the threats, but I also want people to understand that there is a place, there is a way to go out into the world and help people to get well without really risking your freedom.
Correct. Absolutely. It's frankly, a lot of it is about language and understanding what is your profession versus what is somebody else's profession. We have all been raised in a medical model where if somebody is ill, it's important to name it. Unfortunately, in the field of natural health, we tend to cling to wanting to treat diseases, which is not what we do. So much of what we need to pay attention to is the language, and this is daunting to a lot of people, especially to new practitioners, and even to people who have been practicing in an integrative model or complementary model, working within a chiropractic office or a medical office, where they use the words patients and they talk about diseases and they talk about treatment plans and things like that. So it's actually very liberating once you move away from that language model and look at what we actually do. But well, that is a big part of the challenge up front.
Judy, it's a good thing you were an English teacher in your former life, because, you know, it serves you well to help communicate this. And I have to do this all of the time. In fact, yesterday's show, I felt I was being so serious. I had one of your graduates on, our good friend, Roseanne Lindsay, naturopath.
Yes. I love her. She's great.
And she loves liberty like we do. And we talked, and I talked a lot about the, how you're trapped by utilizing words that you think mean one thing, but mean something else in a kind of a legal framework. And so you can do what you're trained to do, but you have to phrase it, couch it, frame it in a certain way to protect yourself. Also, how things that operate within what's called the public domain that relate to public health, they have, again, many assumptions that are made by people don't realize they're operating in a field or a playing field that they don't know the rules. So part of the training at Trinity is teaching, and I witnessed that with you guys when you were up there teaching, always about how do you communicate this? How do you stay within, you know, a safe realm so that you can do what you're trained to do and help people get well? Again, not by treating diseases, but by transforming, perhaps, as we talk about, the terrain of the body, supporting the body's functions, et cetera, and letting the body, letting the immune system do the work for you.
Yes. We talk about the person. That's what almost every conversation, that's what we drill down to. Stop talking to me about diseases and symptoms. If you give me a disease name and say, what do I do about this? I say, I don't know. Because I don't know the person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the person who has the disease. Because frankly, you and I both know if I were to, talk with somebody who says, I have diabetes, and then I were to talk to somebody else who says, I have been also diagnosed medically with diabetes. Those two people, the face of their disease is going to look different.
Right.
And faces look different.
Yeah.
My diabetes is not yours.
Well, and there are distinct differences in terms of background, history, emotional state, and everything that would be
always
truly called holism that you have to take into consideration. And the point is, you come to me and say you have diabetes. I say, no, you don't. I say you have a deficiency of chromium, right? And that's not a disease. That's a deficiency in a nutrient, right? So we look at the body and we say, we're not treating the disease. We're looking to restore function, balance, all of that to the body itself. And that's a distinct difference. But it's very important how you use language so that when you go out to help people, you're not trapped by the language that you think means one thing but ends up meaning another.
Correct. We actually have drills. I write the language, the approach, the legal. I just recently wrote an entire course on history because that kind of stuff fascinates me. I'm one of those weird linear thinkers that, you know, I should be embracing other aspects, but I'm fascinated by things that have been slapped on us over the years. And frankly, allopathy and the restriction of natural medicine took a bad turn in 500 AD with Paracelsus.
Mm.
And we cite people like that all the time as, oh, these are the contributors. No, he went different direction. So this has been going on for centuries. It's more apparent to us in probably since 1700s on.
Right.
But things like that are so super simple. That it almost seems too easy to people, and they think that that doesn't really require the kind of education that I am receiving or asking for. And the answer, of course, yes, it does. Because you say, when you mention diabetes, you say deficiency in chromium. And I completely agree with you. And I'm going to go after gut health and digestion.
That's right.
And I'm also going to find out why their life isn't sweet. So I'm going to look at the emotional aspect of it.
Beautiful.
And that's one of the things that I think is so fabulous about what we do at Trinity, in that we talk about the person. Address the face you see. Talk with the person, not at them.
Yes.
Don't throw a bunch of pills and supplements, and don't tell them don't. Talk with them and find out exactly where it is that, that they need to head and what might have gotten them where they are.
Yes, exactly. And it's a different interaction. People aren't used to it in our Western allopathic reductionist mindset that, unfortunately, we've been programmed in this culture, and a lot of people around the Western world have, and it's not the only system. In fact, it's perhaps the most corrupt system that we have to out-create, if you will. And I like that you went back to 500 A.D., and in a modern context, you know, we go to 1910 and we talk Flexner Report, and that, you know,
yes,
the attacks on, in a more contemporary setting on naturopathy, on homeopathy, on eclectic herbalism, all of these things. And we begin to start moving forward, see where the schism is, even though, as you know, it's age old. So if we look at homeopathy, interestingly enough, and that was one of the concerns that you raised and a lot of the new folks learning about it are, it's an interesting dilemma with homeopathy because it's a legally recognized drug system. People say, wait a minute, homeopathy is a drug? Yes, according to the law, due to the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938, passed in 1939, the pharmacopoeia got grandfathered in. So it's considered a drug system, albeit one that has no real side effects, but it is regulated differently than herbs and other dietary supplements. So it has legal standing that's unique. So when the FDA says they're going to attack it and make it illegal, I perceive ultimately it would take an act of Congress in reality to overturn the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. Now, that doesn't mean the bureaucratic oligarchy, as it's referred to by Jonathan Emord, would not try to do this. I believe they don't have a strong standing if we push back at the absurd notion that they're claiming homeopathy is dangerous.
Because you can't claim both things. You cannot claim that there's nothing in it and that it has no effect, which is what we have heard, as you know, in homeopathy, what we've heard for decades in our practice and in our lives. There's nothing in it. It's a placebo. It's bogus. It can't do anything. How can it possibly do anything? Then turn right around and say, it's dangerous.
Yeah. This is an absurd statement, of course, but there's a lot of absurdity within the regulatory arena in government. It's always been the case. So, If we look at this, we're up on a break. We got Judy Masters from Trinity School of Natural Health. She's terrific. Love her dearly. And we're going to have another segment talking about this. We'll get into the threats to health coaches as well as we expand our discussion. And then at the bottom of the hour, I'll be joined by Tracy Stroop. She's joining us also from Trinity. We'll talk about the programs that are developing there and why I want y'all to consider taking part and becoming a health coach at the very least. And there's a whole lot more that you can do. So stick with us. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Back with more Judy Masters after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, continuing now with Judy Masters at Trinity School of Natural Health. I want to add a little bit more on the homeopathic front. Just to let you know, as I mentioned, the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, there was a very specific reason. This is a law. This is not even like the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, which leaves a lot of wiggle room for the regulators to come in and say, oh, you're not regulated, even if it's not true. With homeopathy, by law, you have to label a homeopathic medicine with an indication for a symptom. In other words, to indicate treatment of. It's not like a supplement that says cannot treat, diagnose. For it is an interesting thing because it's completely holistic. Now, in order for them to say you cannot sell it, you have to label it, let's say, in a way that would be for a non-self-limiting or non-self-diagnosable ailment. Like, if you label the homeopathic remedy for the treatment of cancer, you can't sell it over the counter. It needs to go through a prescription by a so-called medical doctor or a DO that can have prescription writing privileges. However, if you are writing it within the OTC guidelines, it's indicated appropriately, and all the ingredients are according to the homeopathic pharmacopoeia of the United States, they have no grounds on which to block you from buying or selling it at this moment. I'm not saying they're not going to attempt to overturn that, but as I said, it's going to have to be an act of Congress, so don't panic. Our friends at the Alliance for Natural Health put out a bit of an alarmist perspective on that. I don't share that level of dread or alarm. I do recognize that this is an act of desperation on a part of a regulatory agency that has been captured by the pharmaceutical industry that is very afraid of more competition and the growing awareness of the viability, the validity, safety, and efficacy of homeopathic remedies. So this to me was an inevitable move by the regulators, but it's not a done deal, nowhere close.
Thank you for that. I'm going to tag very briefly before we talk about what's going on with the language of the health coaches. If I look at my little treasure trove of homeopathics, I see descriptors on there.
Mm-hmm.
I see something that maybe says cough with mucus. or dry hacking cough. These are not names. These are not disease names. And you made a really, really valid point when you mentioned, for example, cancer.
Yes.
We are not looking at that. If I pick one of the ones that I might use for a headache, it might say, bursting pain behind the eyes or something like that. I'm not saying that they are labeled like that, but they are descriptive.
Correct.
Of a particular symptom, and they do not name a specific disease. And that is huge. That's the big deal right there, in my opinion, as far as the language goes.
Yeah, beautifully said. And it, again, you don't want to, quote-unquote, treat disease. When you're holistically inclined like we are, we take care of the person. We help facilitate the healing power that the person has innately. We talk about the vital force in homeopathy. And as a naturopath, you would also say, how do we work with the body's own innate healing processes? That's what we're working with. So, but it's very important
Correct.
In communicating this. And the trap is when you use a word improperly, wrongly, and they use that again. Against you. And that's what I see with these health coaches. The real threat
yes.
to health coaching is not that it's illegal, it's the way it's being presented.
Correct. One of the best videos I saw recently, I posted, I've got a small group called Judy's List. It's not so small anymore. I got about 1,000 people. It started out to be like 100 maybe, where we could talk. But on that little group on Facebook, I posted, I believe it's Rachel Feldman, and I may or may not be allowed to use her name on the radio here, but here we go. I loved her YouTube. Because it was about how to help health coaches practice legally in all 50 states. And one of the things that she said that we do not do in health coaching, whether your certification specifically says health coach or something like a certified nutritional consultant or a traditional naturopath or whatever your level of certification is, and I say certification because you will note that most of these are not degrees. We're not looking at 2- and 4-year degrees and 900 hours of supervised practice. We are looking at people who have added some good formal education from some reputable institutes. But she said if somebody, if you're talking with a group or even an individual, and the person says, how many grams of sugar should I have a day? We don't answer that. That is not something we do as in a health coaching or wellness coaching capacity.
Right.
Because that is something that you will find controlled or restricted by dietitian and clinical nutrition. So we would address sugar.
Yeah, Judy, I got to say this to folks, we're about out of time with you. I know you got to run, but folks, if you want to learn how to do this correctly, our friends at Trinity School of Natural Health are set up not only to give you the knowledge and training to be able to help people, but how to help them so that you can maintain your ability to help them long term, because we need more of you. We need more people to go through Trinity, because there are a lot of people in desperate need, not of disease management or disease treatment, but of genuine support of their process to recover as they are desiring outside of an allopathic drug toxic based model. Judy, thank you so much for being with me. It was awesome.
Thank you. And that was perfectly stated. I appreciate your summary.
We got more to...
And I'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, we got more to come after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Trinity School of Natural Health is in the house today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, heading into the weekend. We have another one of the instructors joining us now, and she's on the road, but I'm so happy to have her on. In fact, Tracy, I was thinking about hot soup before you came on, so when I announced that you'd be coming on, I accidentally said Tracy Stroop instead of Straup, but forgive
oh,
me,
that's okay.
'Cause it's winter. And I just thoroughly enjoyed, just as I did Judy, when we were at the Trinity School event. Paul, my buddy, we were there learning, and you were terrific as well. The whole crew was great. But there's a lot of concerns, and we were covering that with Judy the last two segments of, you know, threats to health freedom, threats to homeopathy, threats to health coaching and things like that. And, you know, you're intricately linked and connected to a lot of the things that are going on in terms of the programs that are developing at Trinity School. So I want to thank you for being on board today and also taking us to a deeper level of understanding of opportunities for my listeners around the world.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me on today. You know, my position with Trinity has changed in the last few months, where I was put into the position of Vice President of Operations. So, you know, our goal is student success, and whatever way that means, practical success, success with clients, and also to be able to practice legally within their scope of practice. So, you know, we are dedicated at Trinity to provide curriculum, provide avenues of education that keep these students practicing in a legal, ethical manner. So with that said, our program designations have changed a bit, and we have brought them to a more current curriculum, along with adding some very specialized programs as well.
Beautiful. And maybe we could get into that, because, you know, there are a lot of people. Like yesterday I had on one of your graduates, our good friend, fellow health freedom lover, that would be Roseanne Lindsay. And we were talking about some of these threats to health freedom as well, and how to navigate once you're out and once you graduate with whatever program you decide to go through, right, to bring it out into the world. How important it is to understand not only the knowledge base so you can help somebody, but how to navigate you know, an environment, a work type environment that is fraught with peril and danger. And I don't mean to say that to frighten people, because if you know what to do, there is no danger or peril. You do it right. But there's a lot of things that you just can't go into blindly.
Right. So language is one of them, and I'm sure Judy Masters had covered that beautifully. Just staying within your legal terminology, using the appropriate designation for your state is very important. So, you know, using your resources like the ANMA.org and finding out what state color you are in, whether you can use designations such as Doctor of or using the word naturopathy. So there's so many things now that we have to be careful with. But at the very base, you know, it is very important to understand that as a naturopathic practitioner, you do not cure, treat, or diagnose. You know, our job is to help educate our clients, to take their health back, to empower them to better ways of, you know, making their body more nutrient-dense, hydrated, moving their body, detoxing their body, and which then no state of dis-ease can really come to it. So, you know, we try to teach our students at Trinity that it is our job to empower and educate rather than play doctor. And, you know, we don't really use the title doctor anymore. We've actually switched our designation names from ND and CNHP, which is our naturopathic doctor practice curriculum, and our certified natural health practitioner. Those designations have now changed. And we now offer the NHP, which is Natural Health Professional, and the CHHP, which is Certified Holistic Health Practitioner. Our current and new curriculum is recognized by the ANMA, so you can go attain your board certification for both designations, and you can board certify as a doctor of if you research your state and that designation title is legal to use.
So there's still a lot of options, Tracy, that people aren't aware of, and that's why I appreciate you going through them, because we need, and I've said this with Judy, and I've said this to my audience, there are not enough holistically inclined, and dare I say the word doctors, out there, even as it is a growing movement within the allopathic fields to kind of transition over more holistic. But in terms of pure what I would call traditional naturopathy, again, non-drug approaches, not treating disease, helping people to learn how to heal themselves, facilitating normal functions of restoration, things like that, the things we would learn at Trinity are as valuable as ever. Again, we have to learn how to parse the language properly so that we can navigate an environment that right now is stacked against people doing what we would perceive as real healing versus symptom, disease, treatment, or management.
Right. Yeah. I mean, basically, we are preventative. We are trying to address the body as to what does it need to prevent a disease from being created.
because your body will respond to the environment you put it in. If you make that environment whole, organic, non-GMO foods, you know, keep your emotional wellness intact, hydrate your body, move your body, make sure you eliminate, your environment is going to be much more conducive for health than if you do something else, you know, pertaining to eating poorly or not moving or, you know, all the things that can cause health detriment. So it's important to recognize that, you know, the word doctor means teacher.
Yes.
And, you know, we want to teach our clients to, you know, take that health back and essentially fire us. I mean, we don't want to be continuously needed. We want to empower and educate. And even in the medical field, I'll joke around with my clients and say, you know, somebody in that class finished last, and that person could be your doctor right now. So, you know, keep in mind, just because they hold that title, because it is licensed by the government, does not mean that it is the end all. You know, the difference is really in what we do as naturopathic practitioners and what, you know, most medical doctors do, is that we look at the body as a whole, as an entire entity of functioning together, relying on certain levels of nutrition and hydration, and that leads to, you know, total body wellness and healing along with your emotions. Where the medical community tends to segment, they break the body up into little parts and say, okay, well, you know, if there's something wrong with your gut, we're just going to look at your gut. If there's something wrong with your brain, we're just going to look at your brain. As a naturopathic practitioner, we look at the body as a whole. We know that there is a gut-brain connection. We know that what you eat affects your heart, affects your lungs, affects your mind. It's just a different way of looking at it. And I really believe in the future, it's all going to come together and play nice. For right now, we have to protect ourselves and stand proud in the fact that we are different than medical. We are different because we approach the body as a whole. We approach the body from a nutrient standpoint. We approach the body from that preventative care aspect. And that's great. We want to stand proud in that. We don't want to do what the medical community does. We want to do what the medical community can't. So that's the most important thing I think we need to realize, that when these titles of doctor come up, and we had a lot of questions at Trinity pertaining to that, why did you take that title away? You know, number one, you don't need a title to change someone's life. You need the proper education to do so. And that's what we provide at Trinity. Number two, you know, none of my clients called me Dr. Tracy. I am an MD, but in the state of Pennsylvania, I cannot use that title. So they just called me Tracy, but it never really affected my ability to help somebody regain their health. You know, so I don't get hung up on titles as much as some people, and I think that comes more from the medical community kind of raining down and, you know, picking at us that we're not doctors per se. So I think some people think they need that title. They need that doctor of, you know, that MD title to be considered reputable. You know, in my eyes and the eyes of Trinity, you need the education to be able to stand your ground and to really effectively change someone's life and, you know, unfortunately defend it if you have to another segment of people that may, you know, come against you. So, you know, education is key to me.
I think, Tracy, by the way, we're talking with Tracy Straub, if you just joined us, VP Operations over at Trinity School of Natural Health, also one of the practitioner teachers as well. And she's terrific. And I was thinking it's funny that you have to say, well, be proud of the fact that you don't poison anybody, right? Like, wouldn't that be, that'd be like, of course, right? Well, how silly is that? But again, the people that are claiming ownership over a term doctor are basically trained to a higher level. I call it a degree to do things that are very detrimental to your health outside of acute trauma and, invasive therapies to save your life when, you know, you're on the edge. And we recognize and acknowledge that's an appropriate place for allopathic medicine. But the reality is even the allopaths themselves are figuring this thing out with themselves and their family members that they have to look a different way. If the drug poison slash burn model would have worked, you wouldn't even need, how would I say this? You wouldn't need to go after anybody else because nobody would want anything else. The fact of the matter is it's sorely lacking, and we need more holistically inclined healers, I will say. Again, teachers, doctors, healers, however you want to say it. But when you get out into the world, you've got to learn how to use the language to your benefit, to your safety. And again, I appreciate so much that that you guys are invested and engaged in that. So when people go through the Trinity programs, they come out and they're well aware of how to navigate this terrain.
Yeah. You know, we don't have prescription drug deficiencies. but we do have vitamin D, B12. You know, we do have nutrient deficiencies. So the body doesn't crave a prescription. You know, a prescription is going to force that body one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to balance the body to fix itself. And if you fill the gaps, if you bring those nutrient deficiencies up to par, if you remove toxins that are in the way of systems and functions, your body's going to figure out a way to heal itself. That is what it does. That is just basically the reason we are all still here
mm-hmm.
after, you know, all these years. And that we keep living and keep reproducing because, you know, our body will find a way.
Exactly.
So, you know, I agree. There is always a time and a place for allopathic. But, you know, if you don't ever have to need it, wouldn't that be awesome?
Absolutely.
So with your health, it's either an investment or an expense. And it's really your choice.
Tracy, we got about a minute left. So real quickly, you want to run mm-hmm. through the options for people to participate at Trinity School and go to trinityschool.org, by the way.
Yes, so we have two core programs, NHP and CHHP, Natural Health Practitioner and Certified Holistic Health Practitioner. Those are about 36 weeks and, you know, great core programs. We use a new learning management system called Canvas, so they all are online. Seven specialized programs, aromatherapy specialist, holistic fitness specialist, herbology master practitioner, iridology master practitioner, nutritional consultant, Zyto specialized practitioner, and of course Judy Masters and her awesomeness with her flower essence master practitioner, which we have aligned with Falk Education with that one, so we're super excited.
Beautiful. Well, congratulations, Tracy, VP Operations now at Trinity, doing great work, and I can't wait to see you all again, and we'll have announcements this year of events that we'll be able to get together. I'm not going to say what they are just yet, but you guys stick around. Don't go anywhere. Tracy, thank you, and thanks again to Judy Masters helping us to bring the power to heal back where it belongs to each and every one of you. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious
greatest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Tracy Strout and Judy Masters and everybody. Check it out, trinityschool.org. You know, sometimes if you reach out to them and you mention the Robert Scott Bell Show, they give you a special deal. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more, right? Like our friends at CV Sciences, they have that code RSB15, gets you 15% off all of the CBD you can get and utilize topically or internally. And our friends at the True Align Body System, that's right, Cecilia.com. They also use the same code RSB15 to get you a discount on the thing that could replace a lot of chiropractic adjustments. I'm not saying don't ever get adjusted, but this thing will do a lot for alignment in between, so it'll actually save you a lot, those of you that love DCs the way we do here. And any number of others. So, Better Way Health has Robert Scott Bell Show discounts as well, the beta-glucan and other things, so... Anyway, folks, we want to get you discounted. Now, the flu is over, as we learned earlier in the show, and so now we're on to something else, according to the CDC. What, pray tell, Superdon, is it?
Well, you know, flu is not as big a deal, according to the CDC, as we talked about earlier with Captain Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
so now we need something else to be afraid of. How about wild monkey poop in Florida that can give you killer herpes?
So, the CDC says be not afraid of the flu anymore. It's wild monkey poop time. What? Wild
not a
monkey
joke.
Poop. Right. Didn't we talk about the guy that took too much Viagra in Thailand at the airport and he started flinging dew like a monkey?
Yes, yes.
And they're not warning you against Viagra. They should.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know if the monkeys are taking Viagra, but apparently I had no idea that there were monkeys in Florida to begin with. That's news to me.
They were relocated, just like the boa constrictor python thingies in the Everglades. And in fact, yeah, I remember when I was down in South Florida, like I would fly in, there was a place I parked near the airport and take the shuttle over to the Fort Lauderdale airport. And right at that parking lot, there was a little kind of mini jungly forest area that was not paved over. And there were monkeys in that right there. As you're driving in and out, I would see them. Huh. So yeah, they're out there.
Rhesus monkeys, I think, is what
they're up in Central Florida. It could have been an escape from, you know, those places that test them, too. I don't know the whole history there. But apparently they're infected with herpes B, and they could spread disease through their poop or saliva. So this is a legitimate thing. And they show a picture of a monkey eating a popsicle. I don't know why.
Popsicle.
I mean, it's also chained to something. That's horrible. But anyway, good news is that we can stop herpes B with the silver hydrosol. It stops viral replication. But be careful if you're near wild monkeys. Don't let them fling dew or pee on you. I think that would be the good advice going into the weekend.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, it's not every day that you see a headline wild monkey poop in Florida. So, yeah, we had to bring it up. And, yeah, just stay away from the monkeys and be healthy and you should be fine.
I know. They look cute, but, man, when they start throwing stuff at you, get out of the way, my friends. Get out of the way. In the same way you'd want to get out of the way of a naked man who overdosed on Viagra in a Thailand airport flinging his dew. Not good. Not good, folks. The world is going crazy, Super Don. The only bit of sanity I get is when I'm here on the air with you.
Well, yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. I don't even know what else to say to that. All right. Well listen.
Well, why can't you be humble?
Well, you know what? On Sunday, we're going to talk about something called humble bragging.
Humble bragging.
Yes.
Well, you know, I don't know. We can talk about it now because I'm pretty braggadocious. You know, when I come on here, every day there's something new that's like, oh, Robert was right again. And you're worried my head's getting so big, I'm not going to be able to fit in the studio. I hope people really feel like my ego growing here.
Well, you know, ego can be healthy, but apparently there are some people that do something. I found out about this from an actual scientific study, and we'll go more into detail about it when we can have some examples and stuff. But there is a thing called humble bragging. Basically, it's just when people want to brag, but they don't want to seem overly egotistical, so they will try and shroud the bragging in humble.
No, don't bother it. Just go out and brag. Just lay it on the line like I do here, right? I'm right, you're wrong, let's move on. I hope nobody's really concerned about me, but Super Don, I know that if I ever did get a really big head swollen up because of the self-aggrandizement, you would call me out on it.
I'm not worried. I don't think that's in your nature or your DNA, so I'm not worried about
it. I keep trying.
Yeah,
I think I got to go to a class on how to brag.
You're failing at being egotistical. I think that's a good thing.
Damn it. You know, something I'm not good at. We finally found something I'm not good at. Okay. Yes. Not bragging at all, but we're out of time. It's time for the weekend. Y'all have a great one. Create a great one. Stay warm if you're cold. Stay cold if you're warm. Or just be just right wherever you are with the porridge that you eat on the weekend. The power to heal is yours. We'll be back on Sunday for more of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.